This is usually the time of year when we get the first warnings about swimsuit season, as if swimsuit season were some terrible national crisis that we all need to prepare for. Alas, if you're hitting the gym to stay in shape and perhaps shed some extra pounds that you've put on during the cold, dark months, chances are you're listening to something like this. Good tune, but you could optimize your playlist to get more out of your workout. How? Let's head to the gym with reporter Shai Ben-Yakov.
Hi, good morning. Okay, so it's 5:30 in the morning, and about a dozen people here, most of them have headphones on. People on the treadmills, people on the elliptical machines. So I asked them why.
Gets you going, man. Get some of the EDM, a lot of the new club stuff. Keeps you off.
If I'm listening to music, it just makes it easier.
Gets me going.
It's the age of the super athlete. Faster, better, stronger. And even those of us like me with zero Olympic aspirations want to get the most out of our workouts. More and more research is looking into how music can optimize physical performance. And no one knows more about that than this man.
My name is Dr. Kostas Karageorgis. I'm a reader in sports psychology at Brunel University London in the UK.
Dr. Karageorgis is one of the world's leading experts on the effect music has on our bodies. His passion for this field of research goes back to his childhood in South London, where he lived above a record store.
So every morning, rather than being awoken by the sweet sound of birdsong or the sun breaking gently through the net curtains, there would be this thundering bass coming up through the floorboard. And I recall as I used to get up and wipe my sleepy eyes and look out of the window, I would notice that as people came within earshot of the music, their facial expressions would change, they would brighten up, their gait would change, they would be alert in it, and the music seemed to provide an auditory backdrop for everything that happened in the locale.
Observing the visible effects of music on people walking by led to a lifelong passion of understanding how music helps us perform. Scientific study into the field can be traced back to the early 20th century.
There was a cycle race at Madison Square Gardens in New York, and a chap did a study wherein he was interested in how the cyclists performed when the band was playing and when the band was not playing, and he noted that there was an ergogenic or a work-enhancing effect when the cyclists were engaged in the activity with the musical accompaniment.
What kind of music would that have been that the cyclists were listening to at the kind of around at the turn of the 20th century?
As I recall, it was just a brass band that was playing, and probably more to entertain the crowds than the cyclists.
Okay, so here I go. I'm getting on the treadmill. So how can music make me run faster, work out harder? Well, Dr. Karageorgis says there are a few things going on here. For one thing, music is a distraction. It takes our mind off the stress we're putting on our bodies.
Music captures or it blocks some of the messages that go from the working muscles and the organs to the brain. So it can reduce perceived exertion and make us feel as though we're working less hard.
Right. Well, I'm not listening to music right now, but if I were, it would be taking my mind off the pain in my knees and hips that's starting to get worse as I run more. But there's another more physical phenomenon. It's called entrainment.
And this is where we consciously try to link our movement patterns to the rhythmical qualities of the music.
So, for example, doing anything rhythmic, like running, has its own intrinsic beat. The problem is our bodies have to maintain that beat. The right music essentially takes part of that effort off of our bodies. And Dr. Karageorgis' research shows it has a real effect.
The synchronization of bodily movements to a musical beat can result in about a 7% reduction in oxygen uptake. That is the amount of oxygen that we utilize in a minute.
Oh, good, here comes the cool down. That's right, when we work out to music, we use less oxygen. Why?
If you imagine that you were driving a car from the outskirts of a city to the center, and every time you got to a junction, you encountered a green light rather than a red light where you had to stop, the amount of fuel that you would need to make that journey would be reduced. And similarly, there are fits and starts and inconsistencies in human movement. And what the music does is it has a metronomic type effect that makes our movements more regular, and thus there is an efficiency gain.
Okay, moving on to the dumbbells here. So the principle of entrainment can be used not just to synchronize heartbeat, but to fool the body into working harder. When Dr. Karageorgis works with athletes, he assigns them workout music.
I would typically use a music tempo that is 1 or 2 beats per minute higher than an athlete's desired strides per minute. This will give the athlete a little push. It will make them run slightly faster, but the increase in effort will be imperceptible. If you try and bump it up by 5 or 6 or 7%, it's immediately perceptible, and it will make the athlete feel uncomfortable and will not have the desired effect.
Of course, not everyone has a sports scientist tracking their every workout. That's where this man comes in.
It's Shahriyar Nirjan. I was born and brought up in Bangladesh. I came to the United States for my grad studies in 2008 fall.
It was during graduate school in computer science that Nirjan came up with the idea of an app that could get more information about the user's heart rate.
And our original idea was to use earphone, add some more sensors to earphones so that we can use them for medical applications.
But he thought that technology could be used for exercise as well. So he created Musical Heart. It's an app that, paired with a heart rate monitor, selects music that moves the user's heart rate closer to a target, say 130 beats per minute. And the more it's used, the more it learns what works for that individual.
You can say, like, after listening to 100 songs, that model will be more personalized than it was doing initially.
Okay, time for some sit-ups. There's a third way that music affects our bodies, something Dr. Karageorgis calls extra musical association. That's where a piece of music is associated with a movie or a TV show, something lots of people are exposed to. Think, for example, of the iconic music from Chariots of Fire, which doesn't seem to fit any of the criteria of good workout music.
This is a relatively slow tempo. It's around resting heart rate. But because of the associations of those athletes striving for Olympic glory, it brings out the hero in us, and it makes us want to strive to be the very best that we can be.
Now, of course, I'm from Philadelphia, so you know what I have on my workout mix. For the Pulse, I'm Shai Benyako. Okay, 3 more.
Shai Benyakov is currently working on a new podcast called The Playground, about how physical activity plays a role in our lives.